everybody. Well, today is Saturday, Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. The day today is February 13th, 2016. And let's do a clearing for the date. So here we go. We'll clear the numbers first. So 2/13/2016, releasing these energies from you if you're connected to it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then we'll do the word February 13th, 2016. And here we go, releasing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you have a situation going on that you would like to have some relief from, just think of that one particular situation, and I'll clear the energy. And we have to think of something. So here we go, releasing it from you, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we got Valentine's Day tomorrow, so we'll clear that energy. So here we go, releasing that. So stronger. All right. And let's energize the light beams for everybody. Bring peace energy in. Ugh, boy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. Ann, are you out there in BBS Radio Land somewhere?
Yes, I am, Ron. Good evening. So happy to be here. You're listening to Ron Amatron, Ron's website. If you're a new listener, first of all, a very happy welcome to you. His website is creationlightship.com. You'll want to check that out after our show tonight. It is Saturday Night Live on The Light Ship, my favorite show and a wonderful one to be on live, as the trip to the Light Ship part of the show only works live. So hang in there for that, and you can start thinking about one physical situation you'd like to have cleared while you're on The Light Ship. So, Ron, I noticed when you said, I'm going to activate the light beings to bring peace to everybody, you kind of yawned, as you do when a healing is tough. Now, I'm going to guess the light beings are at peace. Were there a lot of people perhaps listening tonight that are not so peaceful?
I would say so. That's correct. So,
okay.
That's what normally happens. Or we have new listeners or people who haven't done any clearings, and they have a lot of residual energies with them from, you know, the traumas and dramas of life. So what should we start off with? We could clear maybe the planet energies.
Okay.
We'll do that here. We'll just pick one of them. Do you have a favorite one? How about Saturn, I guess?
Okay.
Here we go.
I definitely not have a favorite planet.
Again here, clearing the energy of Saturn. Remember, these planets cord you, energetic cording. And it's the same thing as the people do with psychic attack energies and things like that. So here we go, releasing Saturn's energetic cordings to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, oh boy, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it over to you for maybe we can do some emails or Q&A or something.
Yes, I'd like to start with, we have several comments from last night's show, so I'll start with that. You talked last night, Ron, about us having shackles, energetic shackles on us, and you cleared both of our big toes. So someone wrote in, thank you, Ron. My toes feel warmer. I can feel them. Could not before.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again for that. I really enjoyed it as well, though it shows you how hooked up we are. Okay, and someone is asking, about the slavery clearing. Yes, just to reiterate, if you were on Ron's New Year's call that he does every year, where he brings in the energies of the upcoming 12 months, so we did this in January, I forget the date, you are entitled to get the slavery healing for your whole life for only $50. But you have to have been on that call. I think you may have given it away on the weekend intensives as well, Ron, or something else, but definitely on that call. Okay.
So if you did that as a whole lifetime clearing, and you want to make it into unlimited, then yes, it's $50 charge. Just go on the website and go in there. That was offered as a bonus for people who was on the New Year's call. That was the first maybe few days of the month or something in January.
Right.
And if you didn't get on it, then you may want to do your whole lifetime slavery clearing. That may benefit you a lot. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. Someone wrote in, we talked last night about a listener sent in a news item about some popes getting together in Cuba. And a listener, this is a longtime listener, said, I see that the grid lines are connecting with the Bishop of Russia to the Bermuda Triangle to Cuba for glorifying their power.
Yeah, that could be feasible, you know.
Right. Right. They're certainly up to some kind of no good. Okay, and one more from regarding last night. Hello. The part about anxiety on Friday's show was very eye-opening. The description and subsequent list of symptoms associated with anxiety made me realize that I personally have struggled with this condition for most of my life. After the show, I purchased the Whole Life Anxiety Clearing and have been running it since. My sleep has improved, and as the clearing has advanced, I can feel layers of energetic overlays fall away. I look forward to becoming clearer as the healing goes deeper into removing all sources of anxiety in my life. Thanks.
Okay, normally, one time through that clearing is adequate and complete. Some people like to run it a few times or something, but you probably won't have hardly any benefit at all running it more than one time.
Okay.
Well, let's just see how that works for you.
So
from there, you want to get unlimited version to go into there whenever you choose to.
Right.
All the whole lifetime clearings, one time through. Is really all that's needed. Back to you.
Great. Okay. So at the beginning of the show, you cleared Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow, and someone wrote in, will you please clear us of the symbol of the red or pink heart? I see them everywhere this month.
Okay, here we go. So I guess we'll do the pink heart first, so releasing that energy, if that connects to you or you've seen that. Here we go. Releasing the energy that's quartered to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it could even be activating an alien implant in you, too, as you visually see that. So that's a possibility. But we'll do the red one now. So here we go. Red heart energy, releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's what's quartered to you. All I want to go on and do the alien implants if you have a little bit of relief here, because you could have implants in you for those two particular energies. That'd be on the eliminating alien attack page. That's $30 for a month for you to, you know, in there and clean yourself out. So back to you.
Okay. How are we, as far as peace goes now, Ron? Do we all feel peaceful to you out in listening land?
I'm still yawning, but you do feel peaceful, yeah. So there's something else going on. I can't put my finger on it this second.
Okay.
We got some aliens listening. Maybe they want to get out of here. So let's.
Oh, there we go.
Release of, entrapped enslaved aliens. So here we go. One, as they start to leave now, two, have a one-way ticket out of here. 3, 4, and 5. And again, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. So they may all be gone, at least the ones that are listening. Back to you, Ann.
Great. Thank you. And listeners, if you're not aware, if you're a new listener, Ron recorded an Alien to Light clearing like that. It's called Help Enslaved Aliens Go to the Light. And you can find it on Mr. Oxygen's channel on YouTube and play that anytime you want. And many listeners, myself included, play it all the time. And it feels really good. You hear Ron's voice and, you know, it just gets rid of everything that's in the room with you. It shouldn't be. So, and somewhat related, this question, but a little different. Ron, do we have emotional bodies on Earth from past lifetimes?
Could you have an emotional body here from the bodies that you were in? Yeah, you could, definitely. And it could even come into you in this lifetime, and you could have a couple emotional bodies. Maybe they're friends. So, you know, that could be very possible, yes, uh-huh. You may want to just do the clearing, which would be released, a deceased loved one clearing on yourself. If you're just doing it for you, then you may go into, you might go back a couple hundred years, just see what happens. Do one for a previous body that you're in to see what happens. Because it will recognize the energy of your spirit, because your spirit imprints itself into your emotional body. It's also true that your emotional body does imprint and corrupt your spirit body. So you will have that frequency, which maybe the emotional bodies will automatically know. That could even be why maybe you have unexplained fears of something, because that emotional body is living with you. And or it could be, you know, fears from genetic past. We're talking more of your other bodies that lived here, and the emotional body carries all those things, beliefs, and situations in that body. So it's the recording of your whole lifetime. So you could have that attached to you. That is very true. That you don't want to have.
Well, you know, Ron, I'm...
all those timelines in that lifetime.
Right.
How many are you trying to get rid of now? You could have, you know, billions of timelines attached to that emotional body. And it comes into you, and you go, wow. Want to get rid of that emotional body. I mean, you've been there, done that once, you know, don't do it again. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And I'm just remembering that a listener wrote in, and I hope they're listening tonight. They wrote in last night and said that they purchased the deceased loved one's clearing for themselves. And then later I thought, gee, did we fully answer her question? I wasn't sure. But now you're giving a great, you've come up with the answer, which is, yeah, you could have emotional bodies, which, you know, maybe you could explain for new listeners that, or maybe it's enough for me to just say, those are basically ghosts hanging around. That's what ghosts are.
And that energy does, is in that ghost energy, because it's a body that is kind of like floating loose around visiting relatives and friends after the physical body dies. Well, you know, you could have had a body, we'll say, that died 100 years ago, and that emotional body is still floating around here. And it's going to come to you probably quite easily, because it recognizes that frequency of your spirit. So you could have that lifetime with you and many other ones. Remember, and you're still living on timelines, and it's living on timelines. When I do some clearings of people, I have to look for the tangent timelines of why they're being maybe taken out or having problems in their body, because the tangent ones are dealing with the emotional body lots of times. They're messing around with it. To be a little more specific, you're probably either your spirit or they created you and put part of your spirit energy in it, and or the emotional body along with that. And then they stop you at a table and experiment with you. That's what the aliens do. And, see you squirming around as you're getting all this energy, and they're living off of it. And that just transfers to you down here. So a lot of your phantom pains and stuff that you're dealing with isn't from what's happening here physically. It's much like, when you're laying down to go to sleep and you get pinpricks in your legs or in your feet. Or you're just doing something, walking along, or sitting, doing something peacefully, and all of a sudden you get a sharp pain in your body. You go, man, where'd that thing come from? Well, you automatically know now that they got you out on an alien timeline. They're drawing blood out of you or something, or worse. So anyway, all that stuff is what they're doing to you. And that's why you want to get rid of the timelines. Yeah, I think, that would be a great healing for people, is to do that, deceased loved ones, and that would be a loved one of you, basically, yeah. In the past. And you want to just, give that a go for it. Just buy it once for yourself and put it in there. Maybe go back, like I said, a couple hundred years. And maybe you're one of those people that, get out the Netflix or whatever, and you start looking for old movies about gladiators or something, or the old Roman days, Well, maybe you got a lot of emotional bodies in that time frame. You may have to go back, 300, 500 A.D. or something, and clear those out, too. Anyway, just an idea. So if you have anything that kind of recycles on, or you're drawn to watching movies like that, and that's because your emotional body's probably in you, and it wants to relive the past where it lived. Oh, and another way of doing some healings on yourself, everybody. And it might eliminate maybe a lot of what you're going through in this lifetime, because, your emotional body that, hijacked you, and now you're going for that ride over again. Something could have happened 1,500 years ago, and you probably don't want to do that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much. I know, and I feel that, the clue for people of watching certain movies, or, I know someone who loves the 40s, and she's always reading books and watching movies about the 40s. But it also could be place, because I went through, before I found Creation Lightship, quite an attachment, to a place that I've never lived in this lifetime. So I that would be a good clue for me to clear, whatever went on in that city and country.
No, that's correct. Or maybe you like movies, that deal with going out on the ocean, going fishing or something. Maybe you remember mm-hmm. being on schooners or something or whatever, And, in this lifetime, maybe you live in Arizona and you're never even saw the ocean, firsthand,
right.
Or something like that. And yet you get right. all these, you're drawn to watch all these movies about something from another time frame. So that's a really good clue for everybody. So you may want to look at that and say, what really do I like watching on TV or, Netflix or whatever you listen to or watch, if you do watch things. And you may have a resonance to that, because that emotional body is living in you and it wants to see that. So back to you.
Okay. So Ron, thanks. You gave us, you talked about fears being cleared this way by doing the deceased loved one clearing, which for the most part we've bought when someone close to us has passed on. And now we're talking about using it ourselves. So a listener sent in a question. I have unfulfilled desires, much more than fears. Will the emotional deceased loved ones help to resolve the feeling of unrequited desires? And would it help with untying heart knots?
would say probably yes, uh-huh. Because that emotional body isn't fulfilled, okay? And, you know, going along with the curses, you know, hexes, spells, and or, you know, the, what is, we have that clearing with the affiliation clearing. I forgot the exact name, but you may have did an oath or something. So maybe for some reason you find an organization and you plan, or maybe somehow in the time that the emotional body lived, maybe the parents got together, your parents and another parents of a man or woman, you know, maybe you were like 16 and they planned to have you marry this person, we'll say. And maybe on the wedding night you got killed for some reason. Well, now all of a sudden that emotional body, you know, wanted to be with that person because they had all that energy going toward that. And now you're looking around in this lifetime for somebody that kind of resembles that person, and maybe it doesn't exist anymore, and so you just feel awful, and you're lonely all the time, that you're trying to find the person that you're going to be marrying maybe 500 years ago. So, you know, it'd be quite an interesting clearing for people. I'm looking at this here, and it just feels like it'd be something that we never talked about. But it may hit the nail right on the head for people who just feel like they're, like, being passed by or something, or, you know, the word unfulfilled is probably the easiest way of stating that. Or, like, you're yearning for something, you don't know what it is, or you know what it is and you can't find it, or you felt like you had lots of money and you're poor in this lifetime, and you just feel sad because you can't ever, you know, make things happen for you financially, and you know that before you had it, and maybe, you know, that could be part of the issues there. So anyway, I think you all kind of get the idea. Yeah, organization, affiliation, yeah. And so maybe you made some kind of pledge that, you know, you were going to marry this person and be happily ever after, and you'd never go out with anybody else because you couldn't, and all of a sudden you died. And now in this lifetime, an emotional body is there, and you go, oh, no, you can't go out and see anybody, only because you have this, pledge your oath about doing that. And so you don't know what's going on in your life because you can't meet people, and that's in the org field. Get away. You know, I'm going to be marrying Joe or Barbara or something, you know, and that could be the whole process of maybe having difficulties in your life. And it may show up as something else. You may think it's, you know, well, maybe I'm in fear of this or something else. And maybe in that pledge or oath that you did, if you did do that, you'd be killed. And so, you know, maybe your head chopped off or something. Or worse probably would be, you know, maybe having your arms cut off. And so anyway, just ideas for everybody. So look at that and see what you can do with that. I think that would be a great clearing for
that's
people.
Wonderful.
Probably for everybody. So back to you.
Okay, that's terrific. Thank you so much. I wonder if there's you know, a sample we could do that might be appropriate. Could you do maybe untie one heart knot from us? Would you?
I can do the heart knot. Sure. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Well, this kind of is, in a sense, just where you got damaged, we'll say, in a relationship. And if that emotional body brought that to you, too, it may not even have happened in this lifetime, but you feel the pain. Here we go. Let's take away that heart knot. So I'm working on it right now. They're pretty heavy. Well, okay. And let me take another 15, 20 seconds here. These are kind of like putting like a combination lock. There's a lot of energies I got to take away to unlock this thing. Okay, here we go, everybody. Out. There we go. And just see how you feel now. Maybe you can breathe a little better or just feel better. So back to you. Let's see if we get any comments on that one.
Okay, yes. Well, thank you so much, Ron. We really appreciate when you do these samples for us. on the radio shows, and people should be aware that if you feel a great release and relief from a sample on the show, that's a really good indication that you need the whole life clearing of whatever that was. Okay, let's move on. Someone said, please discuss or and explain the Blu-ray Death Energy Clearing, the free one. When I run this one, I am very sleepy. Do I need to follow up with another clearing as well?
Yeah, that energy is being transmitted here. So the fact that you're having a reaction to it means that you're probably dealing with the energy. I would just keep doing it. You'd probably feel better afterwards. You know, do it more than one time. Not to the new listeners that are listening, or even other people that have been on for a while. Remember, just doing a clearing once is not the end-all, be-all, because the aliens could come up upon you again and give you the same problem. So, you know, if you find one that seems to give you some relief, then maybe check it every couple of weeks and just see if, you know, you need to do that, especially the free ones. And then from there, if you do a whole lifetime, then you have to get the unlimited version to, you know, go on there and keep doing the clearings. But, you know that there's no final, like, it's done and completed. They just keep finding other ways to come in. But the more you get yourself cleared off, the less they have to work with. So, that's you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much for all these explanations and help with everything. Someone wrote in, I immediately felt a release of the knot untied in my heart. Very emotional, a few tears, in fact. Okay, so thank you. Again, Ron, that's wonderful for everybody. All right, now, go back to the email.
Well, if you did feel a reaction on that, like the person who commented, I would suggest strongly to get the, I think it's $20, the psychic billboard clearing, because that would be transmitted on that. What you just had released is still there, talking about maybe heartache, a bad relationship or something, whatever it would be. Remember, it could be any kind of relationship, because life is a relationship. But then get on to the psychic billboard to clear that out and reprogram it, because maybe all your friends knew or know you as that situation with heartache. Maybe you never even talked about it, but they knew that you had a problem with heartache, heart knot. So I would suggest going on and get the psychic billboard clearing so that you can now move on. So back to you.
Okay. I want to just make a couple of announcements. We've been getting some room requests for tonight, and we go to different locations in the lightship, and we're going to, I believe as we planned it, Ron, we're going to try and stick to animal rooms tonight. Do you want to keep to that plan we discussed?
Animal rooms and maybe water energies, yes. So
great, and then we'll do some animal healings, too, for tonight. But I just wanted to say, if you have requests, send them in to clsquestions@yahoo.com or through the BBS Fast chat, and that comes right into clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I will see that. And you can send messages through both of those anytime during the week for any or all of our shows. We really appreciate participation and input. And a couple of other announcements. Next weekend, from the 19th, 20th, and 21st, Ron will be at the LA Expo in LA, California. And that, I hope a lot of you are going, but that will affect our intensive schedule. So if you've signed up for the February intensives, there is one tomorrow starting at 10 p.m. as usual, Pacific time. And there will not be one on the 21st of February. And the the third and final one for February will be February 28th. Just want to make sure that all of that is clear. Oh, and one other thing, you still have time between now and Tuesday to send Ron your picture if you want to get it in the light chamber to receive the source energy, healing energy at the expo. And if you send Ron a picture with a $100 donation, he'll put it in the expo coming up. If you send it before Tuesday, if you send Ron your picture and $200 donation, he'll put your picture in all three of the upcoming expos, which are Los Angeles, New York, and then San Mateo, which is right outside of San Francisco. Okay, so, okay, Ron, how do we feel in general from that heart knot clearing? Do we need another one?
Well, what I pulled out was energy from the front. And now I'm going to pull and find another heart knot that is in the rear, the back side of you. Well, I'll say it another way. This is how psychic attacks work. Most people who do psychic attacks will never connect to you on the front side. They'll always, you know, get you on the back side of your body somewhere. That's kind of the phrase of being stabbed in the back, you know. That's because you don't have any psychic awareness there too much. Most of it is probably 90% in front of you where your eyes are looking. And what's behind you is only about 10%, and that's where they get you. That's where a lot of the energetic cords attach to you from the backside. Although, you know, if you're walking in the shopping mall, we'll say, and you have a lot of energy in your body, people will see that from the front of you and toward your front. But normally, you know, you can somehow, some way, you know, eliminate those cords from the front of you because you're seeing them coming at you. You kind of dodge them. But the ones behind, you're basically clueless to. So here we go, a heart knot from behind you. And here we go. This one, same kind of process. It's like working with the combination lock here. You all may feel the energies as I'm working on that. I feel some warmth there behind your heart or middle of your back, in a sense. So here we go. Oh, man. Okay, I'll count to five and pull it out. So one, two, three, four, and five. There, it's released. And we'll just see how you feel there. These energetic cords and problems that people have, like the heart knots and stuff, it can make you feel miserable for your whole life, not even know why. You could have a backache. You know, or even, you know, people attach your kidneys, you could have a kidney problem and not even know what it's from, and it's from somebody who did a psychic attack on you. So hopefully your heart's doing much better right now. See if we have any comments, and we'll go to the light ship maybe in 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay. One listener wrote in, this was a heavy heart, lighter now. So, okay, Ron, we'll go to the light ship in 5 minutes. I have a question. I feel that there are people, unfortunately, and probably a lot of them controlled by aliens and, you know, don't even know what they're doing, that attack and court us. But what about the people that, like, kind of, they're almost doing it on purpose. They're thinking about you. Maybe they miss you. Or they're praying for you. Are they also attaching to you from the back, or are they in there thinking about you, getting you from the front? I'm just curious if there's a difference there.
Boy. I would say probably from the back would be more than the front. Okay, so... let's do a clearing for the front and the back side,
okay.
Wherever you want to look at. We can do the heart again. So I would like you all to maybe find one of your relationships that you possibly had where it didn't work out too well. either you're upset or they're upset with you or whatever, and kind of look at one of those there. And jokingly, I heard somebody talking at one of the expos, and he said, yeah, this is going to be my 20th marriage. And I go, oh, gee, Minnie.
Wow.
How we went through so many women. It looked like he was probably about 60. So I thought, man, you know. But anyway, why is he still living? Anyway.
Wow.
But maybe I saw a walking ghost. Maybe it was his clone. But anyway, let's pick one of your relationships where it kind of went sour, we'll say. And I'll take out the cord that's attached from that person to you, and it may not be, a pleasant thing. But sometimes you might actually see or sense the person. You have like an ache in your body, and you wanted to maybe see who it was. If you are sort of sensitive, you could probably find that cord and maybe jerk it or pluck it like a guitar string or something. And you might actually get the picture of the person or maybe their face or an event that they courted you, at that particular time or something. But here we go. I'm going to take out the first one. You're probably all in anxiety right now. So here we go, taking away the cord out of your front. And then I'll do the one behind you from the same person. We'll just see what you feel. So here we go. First one coming out. This is your choice here. There we go. That one's out. And I'll do a cord from the back from the same person. And we'll see which one might be more intense. Okay. Ready? Here we go. Out. There. So we'll see what happens.
Wow. Okay, Ron. Wow, that felt really good. Okay, thank you, listeners, for the room request. And then we got an email today from a listener, and Ron and I discussed it before the show, and we're not going to specifically read the email. It's from a wonderful longtime listener who we appreciate very much. But it's basically about a very sad situation involving animals. And so we discussed that that's sad for everybody, whether it's your pet or you see a documentary or a movie. There's just so much animal cruelty on this planet that it's just awful, and we all have our things. So we're going to do two things after our trip to the lightship, is kind of clear all of us of some of those issues. So you can think about a couple of things that, you know, maybe you want cleared. And then Ron is going to update his, I guess you'd call it, eternally archived animal healing. He's done one before, but we thought we would do another one and add a few healings and keep it very concise. The first one, you know, was kind of off the cuff. Ron did it on a show as he was talking, and now I think people are getting so much out of these little snippet recordings that Ron has given us to clear ourselves. It'll be great to have another one for animals. So we appreciate that, Ron. And we're looking forward to
see what happens here. So let's go to the lightship, everybody.
Okay.
This only works live for people listening. And for animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are invited. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now you're out of time completely. And request your one particular healing that you're looking to help yourself out with. So here we go. Go into the hot tub room first, and then we'll go into some of the animal rooms and the water rooms here. So what we have as we're up there, not too long ago, maybe a couple of years ago, there was a wonderful lady back east who comes on the calls, and her little dog died. And his little white little dog. I don't know exactly what type it was, but it was white, too small. And its name was, I believe, Belugu. And so I hope I got the pronunciation right. So when the dog died, all of a sudden we went to the lightship the next week, and there was Belugu. And he was like talking to people and being like a little information, what do you call that, like a tour guide with people. So we'll have Baluk will come here, and there's other animals there too, dogs and cats, and some may even be your own. So remember, if you're on the calls and you do have an animal that does, you know, is no longer living, for instance, then you can, you know, they will typically go to the light ship. You could probably do the earth transport clearing for them. So anyway, we have different dogs and cats now with us who will be escorting us through these ceilings. So if you're sensitive, you may see one. So here we go. Let's go to the deer room. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And going to the tiger room. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And again, request your healing. Horse room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we got brown and black bears. So request healing there. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And actually, we got the dog and cat room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're kind of speeding this call up a little bit here. And we got a wolf room, and now we'll go to the water animal. So here comes the wolf. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Next, we're going to go into the room with the wonderful dolphins. And there's many other type of sea mammals there. We'll go to the whales. There's the golden whales and the white whales. There's purple whales. There's black whales. So we're in with those energies right now, so request your healing. Then we do water charging normally on our Wednesday calls, and we have the penguins, so we'll go to the penguin room. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. We have water plants, so here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We also have manatees, so here they come, stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we have the starfish and the silver dollar fish. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's see here. We have water spirits. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And mermaids. And here we go. Mermaids are coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll go to one other room. We'll go to where the monkeys are and the gorillas. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Now, for those of you that are able to sense energies on the light ship, we do have quite a few people that do. Most people who do are kind of amazed to see, you know, the different types of energies there. So we're going to go into the rooms where the animals that you could have brought up are there. And they're being worked with. So for some reason, I'm either seeing a squirrel or a chipmunk. It's a little ways away from me, but one of those, it's probably more like a squirrel, I think. So somebody must have requested that at some time. So here we go. We're working with that energy. I'm seeing cats and dogs, so we're working with those. I see some birds. So I guess the birdie room here with all the different birds that are up there having healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's see, what other room do we have with the, say, pets and animals? I'm seeing frogs being worked with. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. I'm seeing some bees. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So you may actually see these up there if you're able to. Now you can feel the energies. Let's see here. We're going to the flower room. So I see a lot of different types of flowers that people maybe have in their gardens or something. So here we go. And they're probably not out yet, but you may have it from memory. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm seeing, you know, bumblebees. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. That all feels pretty good. So let's come back from the light ship now. So we're coming back down. and you're going to be back here, and you're going to be into the alien timelines. Right now, you're out of time 100%, so you're bilocated out of time, but coming back here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you're here. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Ron. That was such a lovely visit to the lightship. We all just enjoy that so much. So why don't we start off with some of the things we mentioned, you and I talked about before, to clear us from where, like you said, maybe someone has an animal that's sick or something. Oh, I wanted to be very clear, too, that you, what you said before we went to the lightship about animals and pets, is that you could do, like, if you've bought the spirit barcode for yourself, you can do your any animals for free, and then, of course, send it to the New Earth Transport, which is basically free, it costs a penny. And then when that animal is deceased, which is, you know, unfortunately, they're all going to, you know, we're going to outlive them all, they'll go to the creation lightship and be in quarantine waiting for ascension, just like the people that pass away that go into quarantine. And then even if you, you know, only listen to this show and go to the lightship, every time you go to the lightship with Ron, your pets go as well. So they're getting that healing energy. And you could do, let's say, a spirit infusion on one of the free healings, and then transfer that for your pet into the New Earth Transfer. Is that clear enough, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. So, you know, if we could maybe just, I bet everybody feels really good right now, you know, but maybe we could just do a couple of healings for us as people who have been affected by death and cruelty to animals. You know, maybe just sadness, grief, a couple of samples.
So we'll do a clearing for that if you've seen something, heard of something that, you know, is, disturbing to you. So let's clear that from you. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3. 4 and 5. Okay, so let's work with maybe some animals that you may have had, pets or whatever. So you could have situations with maybe if you're helping, in the delivery process, could be some birth trauma that you could be carrying or the animal. So let's release that from you. Here we go, and if the animal has it, you can use this for that also. So here we go. Maybe you just had a little puppy or something, and you heard that it had a hard time maybe breathing or doing something, you know. So here we go, releasing birth trauma. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do one for maybe the animal has maybe a breathing condition or some type of condition where it's maybe heart or lungs. So let's do a clearing for that now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And maybe there's something else going on. Who knows what, but this will be whatever else could be. So let's put some energy there. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And then naturally, if you had a pet, naturally, you probably outlived your one pet or many of them. So this is for some of that heartache and trauma that you may have had. And basically, it's probably sadness and maybe even loneliness. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And I'm not going to release the emotional bodies. That's up to you. I don't want to leave you feeling like you got abandoned, because a lot of times that emotional body would be with you. So when you think of your pet, it'll come to you and maybe I'm locked beside you all the time, and, you know, you like that. So I'm not going to release that. Just know that, you know, you're going to have to do a clearing at some point in your life to have it released. So you want to get rid of the emotional body, but it may be comforting for you. The spirit energy of the particular pet or animal, you know, that can be done, because that's not going to communicate with you. Just the emotional body will. Okay, so let's do one. If you had to give away your pet or animal because of circumstances, you know, that happened to you, so let's release that energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And let's do one for the animal in case it got abandoned. Maybe it's trying to find you. So think of your animal that you had. Maybe somehow it got out of your car and ran away when you're on vacation someplace, or maybe you're out walking it in the woods and it disappeared. So here we go. The trauma for the animal that it has went through or has gone through. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and I'll turn it over to you to see what else we might need to release here.
Okay, Ron, how about quartz from owners and cords from strangers?
Okay, so that would probably be attached to your animal or pet.
Right.
So let's do that. So releasing those energies. Maybe you have an animal that everybody loves and, you know, it's being harmed by those energetic cords. Here we go, releasing the cords from your pet or animal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, what else do you think?
Well, pain release for the animal.
Okay, so release. Do some pain releasing for your pet or animal. So here we go, releasing that energy. Use the word stronger to do that. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
Fear.
Okay, fear, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Shame from being punished or scolded by their owner or by someone.
That's a good one, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or kicked or hit or something. So here we go. Another animal clearing, better animal. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll do a loneliness clearing. Some people end up having maybe like two dogs or two cats because they like to be together. And one of them, you know, dies. And now the other pet or animal is like moping around and they're really sad because their little playmate is gone. So let's do that clearing. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. I'm getting a little tired. So
okay.
We could do one for animal testing and stuff, things like that, and you know, the food chain for people eating animals and stuff. So but we'll just work with animal testing here. So if you have something that you've seen with that, probably will not be your animal, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And can I just confirm with you that we can play that now? We could, you know, play this whole show, of course, but that those healings that you did will be eternal online, and we can go back to it?
Yes, uh-huh.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. And I hope that brings comfort to our many listeners who have pets. I think a lot of people have pets. Okay, we have a question about healing and, well, about fear. And it's interesting. It's an interesting point. You kind of addressed this before about the anxiety. This listener is asking, in order to release fear, don't you have to surrender and go to it and accept it before it disperses?
Two ways to look at that. The answer typically would be yes. On the website, though, we take away the fear from your fear body, and that's done instantly. You know, half an hour, we'll say, 20 minutes to a half an hour, and it's cleared out. So you don't necessarily have to dig deep down into yourself to try to find anything. It's just released from the body. If anything is still there, then you may want to do the seven generational clearings. So basically, that should help you out a lot. Now, if you do that clearing and you go, you know, it worked, but I still have some fear, now you need to probably do something with that. You may want to do maybe more of the seven generational clearings. Maybe you have entities in you that are giving you fear. Maybe you got cleaned out fine, but the entities with you are dealing with fear. And, you know, you think the clearing didn't work because you still have fear. Well, once you do that fear clearing, that's gone. All of your past fears in this lifetime should be released from you. But entities could, you know, bring them forward again, and other people could also do it to you as they talk about some type of fear that was your favorite fear. So that's why you want to stay away from people with situations. We've probably got about maybe a couple minutes to go here. Well, that's the whole thing is don't look back. Get the clearings, don't look back, and don't think something's wrong with you. Just move ahead because you don't want to go on those past timelines and regurgitate it again because you will be recontaminating yourself. Once you do a clearing, don't look back. You're free of it and move forward. And then it's up to you because now you're a conscious choice if you want to bring in fear or anxiety or whatever it is in your life. And now you're responsible for it, where before you didn't know much about it. But now you have a clean slate, so why would you want to recontaminate yourself? And by all means, don't go to any self-help group to talk about stuff or to hear other people, because that will cord you right back into where you were before. That's the worst thing you could do. So remember, once you have a clearing, it's gone. You have to change your mindset a little bit or understand that you are. You may want to do the self-empowerment clearings, a bunch of those issues, and you may need to have that done so that you can move forward in your life. But once you get the whole lifetime clearings of whatever it is, that energy is released from you. Once you do the clearing and the clearing stops within, we'll say, a half an hour of time, you're done. You're completed. That life, your life up to that moment is cleared. So back to you.
Ah, thank you, Ron. And there's a couple of things in the inbox I didn't get to, but there's another show on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And we have, it's pretty much the end of our show. Thank you, BBS. As always, thank you, Ron. Someone wrote in, more healings to help the animals who need it. Beautiful. Thank you, Ron. And I thank you as well. And I know the person that wrote in earlier thanks you. I was wondering, we love how you do the mind-to-heart drop at the end. Is it very taxing for you to release aliens from our space? Because I sort of feel like we need that one more time, but not if it's too much for you.
That's good. Yeah, I can do that. So here we go. Be some enslaved aliens here. This is really the only way they can get out of here because, you know, if they could have left, they would have. Remember, they're enslaved here. Here we go. Releasing these energies. Whatever wants to leave, it's the one-way ticket out of here. and may give you some peace if they've been bothering you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we will the mind to heart drop. I'll do another one of those. So more aliens and leave. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay, next let's do the mind to heart drop. And tomorrow's our 8-hour call, 10 o'clock Pacific is when it starts. Getting rid of alien critters that are inside of you. So here we go. Mind to heart drop, commanding your spirit out loud to hear the thoughts inside of your head. Drop them into your heart, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And there we go, everybody. Just remember, anything outside of yourself with the spirituality or theme of that is probably going to be bogus. It'll be darkness. All you have is your spirit with you. That is your source energy. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Bye, everyone. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, BBS. Good evening.